It's time once again for another edition of the Gaming Gang Extra Gen Con Raw, sponsored by our good friends at Victory Point Games. On this episode, I'm joined by Luke Crane, designer of many RPGs, including The Burning Wheel and Mouse Guard. This is the last of my solo interviews, and of course, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. I'm joined by Luke Crane, who is the designer of the Burning Wheel role-playing game, as well as Mouse Guard, which is a role-playing game based upon the hit comic series. How are you doing today, Luke?
Pretty exhausted. You know, it's the end of Thursday, so it's always a kind of a tidal wave of humanity at Gen Con that you have to fight your way through, but I'm glad to be here.
I was going to say, it's only Thursday. You got some time to go here. It's going to be massive Friday and Saturday, that's for sure.
Actually, Friday's usually slower at Gen Con. Saturday is definitely the next big day.
Right.
Thursday is the first wave. Friday kind of, you know, mellows out. Yeah, and Saturday is another hit, and then Sunday's chill again. That's our experience. We've been doing it for a little while.
Yeah, that's a little different from Origins. And usually Thursday at Origins is kind of, and then Friday kind of builds up a little bit, and then Sunday's usually always quiet. But so I'd like to talk to you a little bit about both of your games. The Burning Wheel, kind of a traditional fantasy role-playing game. Am I guessing correctly on that?
Sort of, yeah. Burning Wheel has elves and orcs and dwarves and men, but it turns the conceits of traditional fantasy role-playing game a bit on their ear. It's not about adventuring per se or dungeoneering or about the GM story. It's about fighting for what your character believes. And you, as a player, you write down these beliefs for your character, and it's the GM's job to provide adversity to those beliefs. And so that's where the adventure and the story comes from, is the players kind of coordinate on, the players and the GM all coordinate to build a situation. They put locations and a character and characters together and their NPCs plus their own characters, and then they start fighting over stuff. You know, for example, if you're playing in kind of a medieval France setting and you have a belief about you'll do, you know, anything in your power to topple the Duke because, you know, he's a corrupt man, and you have a relationship character with your wife and you have a belief about your wife about how much you love her, right? Well, it's the GM's job to set that up and take your wife and put her in your way and say, you know what, your wife is the Duke's sister and she begs you not to do this. What do you do? What belief is more important for you? How are you going to deal with this? Are you going to betray your wife? Are you going to go, are you going to lie to her? Will you go through with it anyway? That's where the gameplay comes in.
Okay.
So as far as traditional scenarios, campaign settings, things like that, those are out the window?
Sort of. Our kind of classic demo for Burning Wheel is called The Sword. And to highlight how Burning Wheel is different from other games, built this so you're an adventuring party, like traditional, scumbag adventuring party.
Right, no, yeah.
Down in their luck,
right.
Looking for treasure. And you find the treasure. The scenario begins where you have found the treasure, right? And there is one piece of treasure, and it is a magic sword. And the gameplay is about who gets the sword.
Right.
And everyone has beliefs about the sword, right? Everyone has goals surrounding getting the sword. Everyone has a reason to get it, and you just dive in. I mean, and not all Burning Wheel play is adversarial. That's not what I'm saying. This is just an exercise in showing you how to play your beliefs and why Burning Wheel is different than other fantasy games.
And I'm sure all those characters have the belief that the sword should be theirs.
Yeah, in one form or another, yeah. So it's just, it's beautiful. It just starts off with kind of a little yelling, pushing and shoving, and then just erupts into mayhem.
Is it pretty much a high fantasy setting? Is it more of maybe a historical setting with a little bit of magic thrown in?
It's a dark fantasy setting. I don't know. Even that, it's like a gray fantasy setting. It's not, Burning Wheel describes a kind of dirty, confused, ugly world in which you're trying to survive. You're trying to make it better, right? You're trying to change just one piece of it. Characters come out of Burning Wheel character creation scarred and beat up. They come out of it, constrained, like in the straitjackets of their former life. Only now are they free. And so it's not high fantasy. You can play crazy, powerful elves. You know, there is definitely game mechanical room for vast powers.
Sure.
But the game itself, like, even you have to be so outlandishly powerful in Burning Wheel to not fear the crossbow, for example. Like, even the most skilled character, skilled swordsman, most powerful lord is going in Burning Wheel is going to take a second look at a crossbow before he thinks about doing anything, because the way the game is built and scoped, it's not about hit points or levels or anything like that.
That was one thing about many role-playing games out there that I never could really get into or understand is, well, okay, so now I'm this level, so now I have more hit points. So did you gain mass or something along the way? I've always been a fan of, for an example, the Chaosium system that came out years and years ago. You've got this many hit points. Let's be honest. You get shot with a gun, it's going to hurt you a lot.
Sure. I understand the logic behind the hit points and that you become more skilled and you become better at protecting yourself and all that stuff and maybe a little bit stronger. But just my own personal preference that I like combat to be bloody and high risk. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't want it to be fatal every time because that's not realistic.
No, and that's not fun.
It can be rather unfun when you're making up a new character every session. I mean, I like committing to characters. I like building a character, and Burning Wheel is very much about that. But your character is always at risk in my games, whether you're playing Mouse Guard or Burning Wheel or Burning Empires, Free Market, whatever.
Let's move on and talk about Mouse Guard. Mouse Guard is based on David Peterson's series, which won the Eisner Award for Best New Series. I think, was that 2009, 2008, somewhere around there?
Maybe 2008, 2007, 2008, yeah. Okay. And he just won another Eisner for Best Anthology for his Legends of the Guard title last year. So last month they won the Eisner for that new book. And it's a great book.
How did that come about? How did that role-playing game come about? I'm sure everybody asks you that question.
Mouse Guard just kind of fell into my lap, oddly enough. Mark Smiley, who's the former owner of Arkea, and I were kind of con buddies. We would see each other at conventions and talk. You know how it is. You talk about people like, oh, we should work together. A friend of mine at another, we were at another convention. He showed me the issue one of Mouse Guard. He was in love with it. And I encouraged him I said, you should do a game. He's a great game designer. I said, you should do a game. So I got him in touch with Mark, who was the publisher of Mouse Guard Time, and got him in touch with David. And that didn't work out, right? And I tried to broker the agreement and tried to work it out with them. It just didn't pan out. And afterwards, they turned to me and said, you want to give this a shot? And I said, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And it's turned out very well. I feel like I address a lot of David's concerns. And I also feel like I challenged his idea of what a role-playing game is. And showed him kind of a very modern perspective of role-playing games. I mean, David is a old-school, hardcore role-playing gamer. He's the kind of guy that, would just make up his game on the fly and run with it. And I said, you know what, I'm going to design something very different. I'm going to design something that you've never seen before, but people are going to go crazy for it. It's going to blow people's minds. I told him that, and I said, you just have to trust me. It's not going to look right to you, but you got to trust me. And he did. He was great to work with. He was really attentive to all the material. He produced a ton of art for the book in a very short amount of time. I've never worked with anyone like that. It's fantastic. And so it just worked out. We got it out. I mean, it was my first title working for another publisher. They essentially licensed the Burning Wheel system for Mouse Guard. And Arkea published it because David wanted to keep all of his titles in one house, the Arkea roof. So that's hard because I'm my own publisher and my own designer too, so I'm kind of used to having my own way.
Sure.
So that was, it was rocky at places, but we just published the box set at long last for Mouse.
I see it here. Is this the premiere of it here at Gen Con?
This is the debut of the box set. Yeah, absolutely. It is. It hasn't been on sale anywhere else to date, and I'm really happy. It was hard, very, very challenging for me to design. I'd never really designed anything like it before, and it's worth it. I love playing with it. It's really pretty on the table.
I did get a chance to take a look through the hardcover. I know the rule book that comes in the box set is soft cover.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I did glance through the hardcover, and very impressive. Very, very impressive look. I did flip through the Burning Wheel. Check that out. Once again, very, very impressed by just the quality of the publishing, which, unfortunately, sometimes role-playing games are not known for that.
I worked professionally in the print industry for a number of years in advertising, so I have a little bit of an unfair advantage in that regard, but I mean, I'm a very middling designer. Like, I'm very workmanlike because I only work in advertising. I'm not like an artist like my friends like John Harper and Matt Snyder or whatever. These guys are incredible. They're real artists. But, I kind of have I have a slavish devotion to the printed word and making it readable and usable. And, each design that I do is an experiment and, trying to make it clearer, make it better, make it easier for the player to use. Mouse Guard, we just got lucky. I mean, David doted on us and gave us all of this, fantastic artwork and, was worked with me on, you know, the design elements for the book, you know, whether they're the little icons or the page layout and stuff like that. So, I mean, basically I had a master artist at my disposal, and that can really make anyone look good.
Sure.
For people who aren't familiar with Mouse Guard, it is a fantasy setting. The characters, the main characters, are mice. But I don't want people to think that it's a children's kind of story or anything like that. It reminds me, not necessarily the story is the same, but if you mention to somebody, well, Watership Down, well, there's rabbits in it. Oh, there's bunnies. It's a book about bunnies. Well, yeah, that's the main characters, but it's not necessarily a children's book.
Mouse Guard is the darkest, hardest core fantasy game that I've ever written, and I think I've ever played. Mouse Guard is as dark as Call of Cthulhu, if not darker. Mouse Guard, think about it. David's comic is an exercise in perspective. You're mouse-sized, you have all the problems of a mouse, which basically means everyone either wants to eat you or eat your stuff, right? So, and we played into that in the comics, like, the forest that you live in is hostile. They are out to get you. The mouse's life is not easy. You know, the duties of the Mouse Guard are manifold and difficult.
Right.
And you cannot just go plunge your sword into a bear and be like, I've taken all your hit points.
Exactly.
There's a natural order of things and how the animals and the weather and everything must be dealt with. And it is hardcore. It seems all cute and nice to start. Then once you're out in the wilderness, it's brilliant. It's dark.
Even the artwork, for when I first saw the first issue of Mouse Guard, I had picked it up, and I was like, oh, you know, I really like the art. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, it's kind of like for kids. And I was like, whoa, holy, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. David does a nice job balancing the tone of keeping it, you know, very earnest, very serious, without making it ridiculous, and without resorting to gore to make it seem heavier than, you know, it actually is.
It's not overly wrought with angst either.
No. It's a very simple, direct story. I mean, it's just a tale of heroism at its core, and as is Mouse Guard too. I mean, that's, for us, heroism is fighting for what you believe in the face of those insurmountable odds, right? Never giving up. We feel like that's the core of the Mouse Guard comics, and we feel like the game represents it perfectly.
Now, with the actual mechanics for Mouse Guard, are they very similar to the Burning Wheel, or are they completely different?
They're a kind of a stripped-down system. We basically stripped out anything that was not directly focused on Mouse Guard. We cut mercilessly from the Burning Wheel until we had a game that just focused on Mouse Guard, that just produced Mouse Guard.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it comes out to be a little bit lighter than Burning Wheel, but still has all the same philosophies about fighting for what you believe in and about dangerous, kind of uncertain conflicts. So yeah, same philosophies, just a little bit stripped down.
Anything else you have currently in the works that you can share?
I do have a ton of stuff in the works, but as we have learned hard lessons at Burning Wheel headquarters, that we don't talk about projects in the works, because it just results in every 10 minutes somebody coming up to us going, hey, how's that game? But if you do like my games, I entreat you to check out our Burning Empires is our sci-fi version of Burning Wheel,
okay,
which I did with another comic book artist, Christopher Moeller, who published the Iron Empires comics, which we have here. It's brilliant. And our Free Market, which is our kind of more modern science fiction role-playing game.
Okay.
If you like my stuff, there's more of it. Come check it out.
Where would our listeners go online to see that?
You can start at burningwheel.com, also projectdonut.com.
Donuts.
But yeah, burningwheel.com. Stop on by. Say hi.
Luke, thank you so much for taking some time out. The booth here is pretty busy, so I know everybody wants to find out what's going on with that next game. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. Thanks again to Luke for taking time away from a smashing first day of Gen Con 2011 to chat. And a big thanks to Victory Point Games, where the gameplay is the thing. Stay tuned for more Gen Con action, and be sure to join Elliot and I for our next regularly scheduled show.